Prologue. Born to flying glass, bombs, strafing, shrapnel, murder, from me expect no pleasing tones, no obscurities. Reared in the light of the fires, gorging themselves on human flesh, my mind was clarified. Kind words I was not born to, of the sharp to shelter fast, to trees or to birds I was not born, nor to a king of any kind, nor to ambiguity. I was born to people in distress, held captive, celebrating death. I was born to hate, and the Bible for my life was in the propaganda books. Enemy, Nazi, jackboot, the words that thrilled me first, flames that light my life, to flying glass, born. School leavers' songs of praise. Praise to all things bright and beautiful, and especially bright, accruing, chinking, minting me whiter than white, for beauty is irrelevant after school, and is also unmarketable in the wise world's eyes. Praise to all things sold and advertised, and especially sold, for I shall fill my stomach full with gold, and have an ugly mistress by my side, for beauty is irrelevant in the wise world's eyes. Give praise to the status quo, accept things as they are, like decent people do, and you will travel far. I shall accept things as they are, and only improve myself, and swear to forget to set the alarm when I leave my heart on the shelf. Recognition. A girl in the metro, blonde, tall, slim, with haughty bearing and a wedding ring, well-dressed, contented, with an act so trim that I classified her as uninteresting. Just another babe on a double salary, cradle to cradle, softly ensuring a copyright on apathy. I read my paper. She went on walking. Read more, glanced up. She was coming to me. Her mouth in the crescent of bitter distress, and all the way in the train she was crying, with her face pressed firmly into the glass, disintegrating, but for me at least, becoming recognizable. This is leather. This is the smell of holster, revolver. Not the smell of flesh, but the boot, the belt. This is no one's particular nightmare. Pores that breathe no more, polished, air shined out. This is the faint but distinct deodor of those who can't smell their flesh anymore. It is the soap on the knuckles that wrap, the starch in the pressed shirt that covers the arm which flexes the thumb to press the button or trigger, slam back the bolt, fly cartridge. This is the fresh and keeps you fresh all day, smell of those who no longer stand their flesh. This is the buck smell of the uniform, the smellless innocence of the team. And this is the smell of authorization. This smell in the hand is paper, carte blanche. Family One. He keeps that crocodile clip in his pocket, and he makes a woolen doll from your sweater, hooked on a chair, the torso slumping seatwards. In one arm he inserts a stick to rest the fist, imperially, on a tin of cocoa. With an orange for a head, sharp features sketched, a portcullis grin, that black wag of tongue, and a yellowed lace far's mat to be your hair. That's Mama, he instructs the speechless baby. Isn't she beautiful? Here, tickle her shoes. And baby laughs its spoonful-mouthed drooling. He flattens you out and paints you on the wall, nightmares of you speeding out along his arm, and he smiles all the time. He keeps making jokes. And you, who once lugged him into the altar, he talks to through that tiny crocodile clip. All that he cannot pass up through a real mouth comes through the teeth he finger presses open in a weird and reedy comedian's voice. Ventriloquist, he dances bonfires round you, snickering, jumping on the chairs, the sofa. And the more you dizzy, the more you sadden, the more he uses silent tools against you, the more he pulls and picks your limbs apart. And the cat loves him, the cat does not love you. And one day, with voices vivid, he is gone. Starfish. That night, we didn't catch in every moment, letting the starfish come and go, nothing to gain, nothing to lose that night. You calmly asked, "Why don't you stay? We had been friends for some time past. I had no one else to sleep with. Neither of us needed things too much that night. You simply roomed me in your bed. We could have slept apart with ease without the slightest nervous strain. There were two beds, but there was no point that night. We didn't ask each other proof. We laid no claims, expected nothing. With not one gesture of impatience, gently we entered in each other that night. Entered in the moon which lay enmeshed in the woven drape. Entered in through your nails on my back and my nails on your back. Entered the warmth too long denied by sicknesses the mind is taught. Entered without fear of each other. Entered having nothing to fear. That night we reclaimed our beauty. That night we regained our birthright strength. And that night at last slept soundly. Tokens. Water boatmen flick a rain path over the immense surface of the lake. Birds beat their feathers at the air but leave no imprint in the sky. I run my fingers across my face, face among millions of faces, and I know it is your face I touch. My heart is a black wood of summer night, a glint with the pulse of fireflies. And the look in my eyes is your look. Family 2. I gave her a varicose to call her own. She melon cradles it, she gives it protein. High on the wall above my head, a mantis clashes its emaciated symbols. Luna in the raffinated room, she crouches. I come, huge reptile, to eavesdrop in her mirror, craning my torsed chainmail puckered neck. I touch the taxed hinge, straining in its vein. I see the whisper of the body's triumph, voices of the hinterland of the horizon. Body without which there is no mind, no will, cheeks which are the calendars the days rip down. Our eyes dilate on the destiny we've made. Flakes have whirled all night around our sleeping house. Snow has tamped its million silent decisions. Sleep's moth pits its head against the ream of thought. Fear comes. He sits to eat unoffered meals. Calls her woman's carcass, keeper of the promise. And wipes the curl of her spine across the plate edge, hinting that her house is no more her house. She gasps. My hand speaks no evil, clamps my mouth. Her body starved, her body beaten, body crazed. Anything, just give me one cigarette. Her belly slit and stuffed by raiding armies. I thrust the bottle up in her vagina, dry with electrodes they shock my scrotum. Fast I nail the women up upon their doors. They kick me naked, string me high, head down. She turns. She glances up into the mirror, with that wretched side-crick of the summoned head. startled by a loud jeer somewhere behind it, glance of every blanched lie, of guilt red-handed, glance of forbid, of don't, of mustn't, ought not, terror of the hard back hunching its soft organs, slaughter which hovers, scintillates an instant in a yelled truth, I don't love you, you don't love me. Fear with a trigger finger flexed indexes a thousand fresh names on a stone memorial, belches at our table, smacks lips, pours across, throws wide his legs and pisses on our doorpost. Oh, to have a child gives meaning, identity. But give me just one cigarette. Identity of hold the bear, watch the birdie. Identity of smooth marriage photo faces. The art of so drawing on a plain surface as to give the effect of solidity. We announce, Peter, a brother to Susan. We announce, we one, we two, have come through. But when she sleeps on the diapered pillow with the celluloid face of maternity, it snows talc, snows aspirin on her coinful love, the arms set crooked, attendant on each whimper. I speak, but from my mouth come words that have no sound. They pile against my palm, they slip my lip, they shriek, my knuckles fly, wrap the glass, bleed the breakthrough, high the mantis, clashes cymbals.